Here at the Sculpture Resource Center, activity is brisk in preparation for the Tucson Sculpture Festival. This showcase kicks off tonight here at SRC and the Whistle Stop, located a few blocks away.
My name is Moises Orozco. I'm a metal fabricator, sculptor, artist, illustrator. I'm at the Sculpture Resource Center.
Moises Orozco is a member of the Sculptural Resource Center. He says this art collective allows him to rent space in a collaborative environment where he benefits from the creative vision of other members.
A piece I'm working on right now is a sculpture that I'm putting together out of scrap metal that I was inspired to do from an illustration that I had done from our figure drawing, because we have figure drawing here Wednesday nights. We open it to the public. We invite people to come by, and we have friends and us ourselves, we pose for each other, and we do 3-hour drawing sessions.
From illustration to models to painting, and everything in between, the Sculptural Resource Center serves as a meeting place where artists can collaborate and feed off of each other's creative energy.
And there's something about this place where we are always helping each other out, working with each other. It is like us, you know, we all seem to have that. You know, we just have a project, we'll see junk, people come and bring metal, and we're like, oh wow, I'm gonna make something out of that.
Carl Whitaker is also a member of the Sculptural Resource Center. And as an artist and self-described artist agitator, he's been able to develop projects like the Tucson Sculpture Festival. Timed to coincide with the Gem and Mineral Show, the festival features sculptural work from a diverse range of artists.
Previously, in the first three sculpture festivals we had here at the Sculpture Resource Center, at the SRC.
Whitaker says sculptural techniques are evolving, and members of the Sculptural Resource Center work in a broad assortment of styles.
A lot of variety. People are doing a lot of welded work. Other people are doing clay and sculptural work, work in paper.
Work at the Sculptural Resource Center is never static.
Hey, my name's Andy Thurlow. I'm a musician, sculptor, welder.
Andy Thurlow is another artist associated with the Sculptural Resource Center. His work has merged his professional training as a musician with his skills as a machinist and sculptor.
Yeah, I've played since before I can almost remember. I come from a musical family, and so I grew up with a piano, and my dad knew a lot about music, so he was always telling us stuff when we were kids. And then I started doing this, which is building instruments. For me, it was interesting because it goes directly to the sound. I wanted something else, so that I started making them instead.
Thurlow's instruments are meant to be played with little or no musical training. And he says the instruments and the collaborative energy of the artists is what guides the intuitive direction of the music. Tanya Rich, another member of the collective, says this sound represents an acoustic creation that is typical of the collaborative energy that is present at the Sculptural Resource Center.
Yeah, I think that's what makes this place, is that feeding off of each other and working together. You just see it all around you when you look around at the sculptures that are going on and the folks that are working together.
You can find out more about the Sculpture Resource Center and the Tucson Sculpture Festival by logging on to our website at azpm.org. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.